in the middle of the Rashis. We're not going to make a tremendous effort to speed up and finish another Amid. We're going to finish this Amid today, and that's it. I hope we'll do that. Okay, we'll go over the Gemara again with the Rashi. The Mishnah says, Ein bein metzora muskar lemetzora muchlet. Right, a metzora that's only a muskar. The 7 days that he's in abeyance, seeing whether he's going to be an actual, for sure, metzora or not, is also tummy. And the metzora muchlet is where he's been declared vadai tummy at the end of the 7 days, or sometimes at the end of 14 days. And we did this yesterday, so I'm going to go over elapria prima. The only difference between them is the degree of tumah they have is the same. The difference is whether they have to, the person has to tear his clothing and let his hair grow. And we said that there's a third thing also that has to cover his mouth, and that some say is included. It just gives an example of two of them. And others say that no, that for some reason that is not included. Ein ben tor mitol chesger l'tor mitol chechlet. Now, a person who became tor after he was only in hesger. He was tameh because he was a metzora musker, and then he became tahar. He never became a muchlet. Or he became a muchlet and then became tahar. The difference between them is tiglachas and tziporim. Right? In the case where you become tahar after being a muchlet, you have to shave all the hair on your body, and you have to bring two birds. And if you became tahar after hezker, you don't need that. Gemara says, Hala inin shiluach v'tuma zeveze shavim. Right, legabe shiluach, that you have to be sent mechutz lamachaneh, right, and the fact that you're how tame you are is equal by both of them. Minani mila, how do you know that? The tani Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak kamed Rav Huna, the tihar avakoi mispachasi, the chibes begada v'toher, tohor mipriya uprima demikara. It's mashma that what's it called that where the person never became a muchlet. Right, he was musgar, and then the Kohen sees him on the 7th day, and he sees that the nega didn't spread, and there's no white hair, so he makes him tahir. Mispachasi, and v'tahir. So it's mashma, v'tahir means that he was tahir already from something that he could have been tameh with. Not that he becomes tahir now, as I should say, v'yitahir. He should become tahir. Fact is, v'tahir means that he was already tahir. Right, even during the days that he was musker, and he was tameh, he was tar from something. What was he tar from? Iprio prima. Amar le Rava elameyato gabi zov dechsi v'chibes begada v'tahir hasamai v'tahir mikareika. Le zov, we should say the same thing. That v'tahir means that he was already tar from something to begin with. Right, what was he tar from to begin with? Ela tar hashta melatame klicheres behesit. Afal gav the hoder chosi, right? Lo matami l'mafreya. Hachinami tar hashu matami v'bia l'mafreya. She said, Elamaya, what do you have to say by Zav? There is nothing that he wasn't tame when he was a Zav. So what can you say? That's talking about the following case. It's talking of the case where the person was a Zav, and he counted Shiva Nikiyim, and on the 7th day, he made a bedika, and he saw that he's okay. He went to the mikvah on the 7th day. Now, if the rest of the day he won't see anything, he'll be fine. But if any time on the 7th day, after he goes to the mikvah, he'll see again, l'mafreya, he's a zav. Right? Because it comes out that he didn't have a full 7 days of tahara. So he becomes a zav, l'mafreya. However, the v'tahir tells me he doesn't become l'mafreya for everything. If he went to the mikveh at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he saw Ziva again, so between 1 and 3, he thought he was tar. So if between 1 and 3, he, what's it called, is mesit, a special halacha of hesit, klicheres. Normally, klicheres is only mekabel tumah if you touch the inside. But a zav is metame klicheres if he moves it. Even if he doesn't touch it. Okay, so that halacha, Rashi will see, says that halacha is hinted to in this sentence, in this pasuk of the Torah, That halacha doesn't apply to Mafreya. The Tahir means that he will become Tahir for Lamafreya, even for something that, what's it called, something that he moved, a klicheris, between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, it'll remain Tahir. Okay. That's the Mela by Mitzorah. We'll say the same thing. Not that there was something about a Mitzorah Musker that was he was never Tomei for, pre and prima. But same halacha, that if he was what's it called, a Mitzorah Musker, and on the seventh day the nega didn't spread, so he's now what's it called, Tar. He can go to the mikveh and he becomes Tar. If the nega should spread at any point after that, Lamafreya, he's a Mitzorah. So if from the time the Kohen came and the nega didn't spread, and he went to the mikveh, and then he went into a house with Kalim. So even though he becomes, and then at 3 o'clock, the nega spread, or the next day, it doesn't make a difference. So now Lamafreya, he's a Mitzorah. And the special chumra of a Mitzorah, that if a Mitzorah goes into a house with Kalim, the Kalim become Tomei. So that chumra doesn't apply Lamafreya. So it's similar to the case of Zav. But it doesn't come to tell me that there is something about a Mitzorah Musker that was Tahar to begin with, meaning pre and prima. So we're back to where do we know that a Mitzorah Musker doesn't need pre or prima. See Rashi. That's what we were doing yesterday. Shiluach chutz l'chom ha'sa'ir. Right? We've got to be sending them outside the walled cities. The Tumah, kol chomer Tumah amur Mitzorah, and all the other chumras of Tumah that were said by a Mitzorah, including the chumra Bia, that if you go into a house with Kalim, the Kalim become Tomei, even if you didn't touch them. Minoani mile, the ain prio prima b'musker. How do you know that the halachas of prio and prima don't apply to a Mitzorah musker? Dil magoli lan rachmana b'muchlet, hu adin l'musker, ki da amris l'in Tumah. Maybe just like we compare them to Tumah, that the same Tumah that a muchlet has, a musker has, maybe the other halachas that has to tear his clothing, let his hair grow, also apply. How do you know that the musker is excluded from that? The tira koy mishpachasi, the mitzorah shebolich lautara mitoches gero. Talking about a mitzorah that he came to the kohen with a nega, and the kohen put him away for 7 days, and at the end of the 7 days, he looked at him and the nega didn't spread. So the Torah says, the tiaroa kohen mispachasi, the kohen now should declare him tahar. It's only mispachas, below nechle, he never becomes muchlet. He only was a Mitzorah Musker. The Sefer de Kroxi, the Chibes Begad of a Tar. He has to now put his clothing in the mikveh and himself, and then he becomes Tar. Midlokosa v'yitohir, it doesn't say, and now he will become Tahar, but v'tohir is mashma, he was Tahar already from something from the beginning. Lishta to be karahu, it's mashma that it's something that is from before. Even before he went to the mikveh, he was already tahar from something that a regular mitzorah is tameh, and he was tahar. Shemar says, how could that be? Then it says the same lashon by Zav. Gabi Zav dechsi besov taharas of the tahir. By a Zav, on the seventh day, after he counts his 7 clean days, it says the tahir. So what are we going to learn from that? That there was something that the Zav was tar from the beginning. There is no such thing. My tar mi kar amrspe ella al karchuk tar yia mikanu lahaba militame klicheres behesed. Over here, what does the tahir mean? That at this point he becomes tahar, right, from being metame klicheres behesed. Only a Zav is metame that. So if he counted 7 clean days, even the beginning of the 7th day, and he went to the mikveh, at that point, he becomes Tahar, and if he moves Kli Cheres, it's not Tomei. Now, Afal Gav Shetvilasu Biyom, even though a Zav is allowed to be Tovel in the daytime, right, and we're hoping that he won't see anything the rest of the day, but if he does, then Lamafrei, it's Soser, the whole thing, and he has to start again. And he's a Zav, again, retroactively. Right? The Imro Acher Tvila Bo Biyom, Soser Esako, Utmitame Lamafrei. If he sees Ziva again on that 7th day, then retroactively he becomes a Zav again. Okay? So again, if he went Mitzel Mafreya Mishkav Umoshav Karamim Beketzoyim Matami Mishkav Umoshav like a Zav. Okay, v'chosh kein adam, and sure he's matami other people. V'afilu ha'chi mahanya le'tfila melatame klicheres behesed bein tfila l'riya. However, the tfila helped that any klicheres that he moved between the time he was tovel and the time that he again saw Ziva will remain tahar. Even though he becomes a zav l'mafreya, for this halacha not. V'hochi darish le'vetoris kohani. V'nira be'enai. Right, v'chora, why this is halacha different. Why dafka this one? The hada darshinim le'vetoir m'latame klicheres, midechazdinu l'haikra basar kra sheyiga bo hazav. Right, because this pasuk comes after the pasuk where we learn this halacha that a zav who's nesit, the klicheres, is matamid. The pasuk says, v'chola sheyiga bo hazav tame. And we learn from that pasuk, it's not talking about actually touching something, because that we know from other places. But it means as if he touched it because he moved it. And v'nafkala minei hesed klicheres lezov. Ve'ein lecha od tomei shematame klicheres behesed elahu. It's a special chiddush by there's no other tomei who is matame klicheres behesed only a zov. All other tumas have to touch the klicheres inside to become tomei. Hachinami, so if that's the case, we can learn the same drasha by Mitzora. But not learn that he was tahar from prio prima, but that the special chumra of mitzora, right, also doesn't go retroactively. V'tahar de mitzora tar hashlo matami bebia mi chumra mitzora shematami other mekelim at nosim al abayis. The special chumra by mitzora doesn't apply to other tumas. That if a person or kelim go into a mitzora, go in with a mitzora into a house, and stay there. For the amount of time that a person could eat a meal, right, for what 9 minutes, whatever, like a kedei achilas pras, so they become tummy, even though he didn't touch them, right, and there's no tumas ohel by a mitzora, but special halacha, tumas bia. Shafilu chazra hamispacha, supasav and itmes, tohar. So that was what we learned. Even if the nega spreads, or comes back, and now he becomes a Mitzora L'mafreya. But because during the period he wasn't a Mitzora, right, the Chumra of a Mitzora, of Bia, of going into a house with Kalim, that those Kalim remain tar. Any Kalim he went into the house from the time that he went to the mikveh after his Nega went away, and the time it came back, that from that chumra it'll be tar, just like a zav with his chumra. Kidel siv, the imposo siv se mispachas bo'or, if the mispacha spreads, right, so then he becomes a mitzora, again, retroactively, but not for this halach. Ahani le tvila, the tyrus hakelim, aboy mi ulabayis. The tvila helped at least that for the time until the nega came back, if he went into a house with kelim, didn't touch those kelim, then the kelim will remain tahar. V'fisha mitzora mitami v'biya. T'tanya b'toras kohanim, zo satora l'chol nega ha-tzoras, u'l'nesek, u'l'tzoras ha-beged, u'l'bayis. Right? Ma bayis mitami v'biya, afkula mitami v'biya. Just like bayis. Right? There it says b'feirish. Anything comes into the house becomes tame, if the house has tzoras. Since there's a hekesh between all the kinds of tzoras, the same halach applies to all the other tzoras. Tzoras ha-beged, tzoras ha-guf. If you go into a house with kelim and you're tame, you're a mitzora, or your begadim have tzoras, it's matame the kelim. Okay. Okay. Elo amarava, so we still don't have a pasuk to tell me that a musker doesn't need prio prima. We're saying now the word v'taher comes to tell me a different drasha. Not the drasha that he was tahar originally from prio prima, but the drasha that if the tzaras will come back, it, for the period between the time that it came back and the time it went to the mikveh, he won't be metame with that chumra of bia. Elam arava mehacha. So where do you know that a musker is not metame, it doesn't need prio prima? V'hatsarua asher bo hanega. Right, it says when it speaks about Priya and Prima, that he has to tear his clothing and let his hair grow, it says that Tsarua Asher Boha Nega. The Tsarua who has the Nega. Right? Misha Tsarosa Tluya Begufa. It's mashma that having the Nega is all that you have to consider. But that's not the case by a Musker. By a Musker, 7 days is significant. It's not just the Nega. It's what happens during the 7 day period with that Nega that makes it, right? It's not going to become a Mukhlat, right, in the 7 days. It's the 7 days that's going to make a difference. So therefore, when you're a Mukhlat, the Nega itself is the only significant factor. When the Nega will go away, then you won't be a Mukhlat anymore. But by a Musker, you are going to remain a Musker until the 7 days are up, no matter what happens. Even if the Nega goes away in the middle of the 7 days, until the 7 days are up, you're a Musker. So it's not Hatsaru Asher Boha Nega, because the Nega is not the only significant thing. The days are significant. Therefore, the halachas that follow that, Hatsaru Asher Boha Nega, because of you frumim, the Roshu Yeparua, doesn't apply. Yotze Zeh She'ein Tzarat Tluya Begufo Ela B'yomim. Rashi. Asher bo, mashma, misha tsaraso tluya tumaso begufo. Mashma asher bo hanega, that is the only consideration of what made him tummy, the nega. She calls manshul nisrapi menu tummy. As long as the nega's there, he's going to remain tummy. Vahainu mukhlet, that's only a mukhlet. Digabe tahara delay, ksivi ne nirpa nega tsaras mina tsarua. By him it says, what? When will he become tahar? When the nega goes away. So his tumah depends on the nega only. Yotza musker shetumasa tluy b'mehesker. But by a musker, even if the nega goes away, he still has to wait 7 days till he's finished. Shim lo yimtza b'yom shivi simone tumah sarlov and opisiyu tarenu afopisha nigu omino. And not only that, even if the nega remains, as long as it doesn't spread, and it doesn't grow a white hair, at the end of the 7 days, he's tahar. So it's possible that the nega will still be there, and it'll still be tahar. So a musker, the nega is not the only significant thing. The days are what's significant. Okay, so that is what's called. Therefore we learn that only hatsarua asher bo hanega, that's where the halacha of priya and prima apply, but not for a musker. Omer le'abaya, ela me'ata, kol yemei asher ha'nega bo yitma, mishe tzarasu tluya begufa hu deton shiluach. V'shein tzarasu tluya begufa ein ton shiluach. V'chitei mahachinami haktani v'haktani ein bei metzora muzgar le metzora muchlet ela priyo prima, holi in shiluach lu tmuya bebiya zeveze shavim. So Abaya said, that's the case, we'll darsh another pasuk the same way. Right? The pasuk that speaks about that he, what's it called, michutz le machane moshavo, it has to be outside the machane, it also says that lashon. It says the lashon of what's it called, kol yemei asher nega bo, right, yitma, and what's it called, right, so that's talking about shiluach. So it should be only a person, ha-nega bo, who the tumah depends on nega, has to go out of the machane. But somebody who is dependent on time and not nega shouldn't have to. And the Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says that the Gemara is medayik, that the gabi shiluach, they're both the same. So how can you darshan asher a nega bo to be mamayit musker when legabi the halacha of michutz la-machane, it also uses that lashon, and we know that they're the same. It doesn't exclude a musker. Rashi, kol yemei asher nega bo, shiluach si b'haikra. In that pasuk, it says that it gets michutz l'machane moshava. He has to go outside the machane. And we said the gabi, going outside the machane, they're equal, musker and muchlet. Samara says, no, over there there's a riboy. Omer le, yemei kol yemei. Over there, it says kol yemei. What's it called? Kol yemei hanegabo. So the kol comes to tell me that it even includes a musker. Enochanami. If we just say yemei hanegabo, I would only include a muchlet. says, call you may a negabo includes even a muskar. Call you may the rabbis mitzora muskar the shiluach. That pasuk, your marbe with from the call a muskar for shiluach. So Mara says, yichachi tiglachas v'tzipar in my time alone. Right, the chora, then why doesn't he have to bring a birds, and shave his body? Right? Diktani ein ben tar mitoch hezger, latar mitoch hechlet, elo tiglachas v'tzipar. The mission says that a musker doesn't have to bring the birds and shave his body when he becomes tar, but a muchlet does. Right? The chora, if we're marbe from kol yemei, what's it called? Then let's be marbe this too. Let's be marbe that they're the same in how they become tar. Amar Kra, the Yotza coin on the Chutzla Machane, the Hine Nirpa Nega Hatzaras, right, as a preface to the process of bringing the birds and shaving your body, the Torah says that only applies when the Kohen goes out of the Machane and he sees that the Nega was healed. Right, Nirpa Nega Hatzaras, Misha Tzaratel Tluya Berufuos. That's only someone who the Tahara depends on the nega healing. But a musker, the nega doesn't have to heal. If it's 7 days, at least it doesn't spread. He's still tar. So therefore, the halachas of birds and shaving only follow a nega that had to heal. But a nega that didn't have to heal to be tahar doesn't have those halachas. Yotzezesh ein tzaras atluya berfu ela biyomi. Rashi. Ein bein call you may the havile the mitzvah of you may k'shiv call you may, it's an extra ribui of musker ein bein tor mitoch hezker be may refu also litor mitoch hechlet ela tiglachas v'tziparim the afagav the ikar karbonos oshem v'lok shemen. Even though there are other things that are different, they have to bring a korban and oshem and a log shemen, and it's sprinkled on the person's on his thumbs. Miu hacha b'yom tarasu fuasa hu diktani. Right? Here it says, v'lo ayri b'karbano shehem b'shemini. Right? This is only talking about the things they have to do on the seventh day. The seventh day, you have to shave, you bring the birds. On the eighth day, then you bring the other karbanos. So that's not mentioned, that's not talking about at all. It's talking about these things specifically. The hine nirpo k'si basrei shtei tziparim chayis tahoros. Right after this, the Kohen goes out, he sees that the nega was healed, and then the person brings two birds and does the whole process with them, and he shaves his all of the hair. The gilech is called sorrow. So that halacha only applies to a metzora whose tahara depends on him being healed. But a metzora musker, whose tahara doesn't depend on being healed, it depends on not spreading, not having a white hair, and 7 days passing, that those halachas don't apply. Okay. Okay, let's learn the Mishnah, and then we'll leave the Gemara for Sunday. Ein bein sfarim l'tfilin mezuzas, ela shasfarim nichtovim b'chol lashon. There's no difference between sfarim. Sfarim, we'll see what it means, but pashas, it means a sefer Torah, to tfilin mezuzah, except that sfarim and sifrei Torah have to be written, because sifrei Torah can be written in any language, and tfilin mezuzah eino nichtovis elos ashuris. And tefillin mezuzah have to be written in Hebrew. Ashuris is either the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that it was the ksav that they brought up from Ashur, special halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that originally they used ksav Ivri, which is old Hebrew, and then in Bavel the Rabban Shalom was mechadish for them to use ksav Ashuri, which is what we call Hebrew letters today. Or the Gemara says that afilu l'chatchila, This was the ksav that was originally used, and it's called Ashuri because it's ksav ha-me'usher, not because it comes from Ashur. In any case, there's a whole deal, we're not going to go into it now, but I think we once spoke about it before, whether the luchos, right, nem the samach, we still learn over there, that the luchos was always ksav Ashuri, not ksav Ivri. It's just that in what they use for daily usage, they use ksav Ivri. And then in Bavel, they changed over al pi halach l'moshe Mi-Sinai to use ksav Ashuri in everything. But in everything else, in tefillin, mezuzahs, in the luchos, could be that it was always ksav Ashuri. but people didn't have access to that. Okay, in any case, but Ksav Ashuri is what we call Hebrew. So that Tefillah Mezuzah have to be written in Hebrew letters. Rav Shim Gamliel Omer Apisfarim Lahutrus Yichtivu El Yevanis. And Rav Shim Gamliel argues on a Tanakama. Tanakama says you can write it in any language. And Rav Shim Gamliel says the only language aside from Ashuris is Yevanis, is old Greek. Rashi. Svarim, Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. Svarim is Sifrei Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. Ashuris, Lashon HaKodesh. Apis, Svarim, Leitiru, Shut Lohem, Lashon Acher, Chutzmi, Lashon HaKodesh. Eli Yevanis, with Igmar and Farishtan. I'm going to explain the reason why Greek was different. Now, the big shayla in Rishonim, what this is talking about. What do you mean you can't write a Sefer Torah or a Nevi'im, Uksuvim, except Ashuris? You can't write in other languages. Right, or you could write it in other languages. For what halacha? Right? So the Ramban says that it has to do with the halachas of the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, you're only mekayim if you write it in Hebrew. Or you can write it in any language, and you're mekayim that mitzvah. And the Rav Shim Gamliel says, no, you can only write it in Greek, or Hebrew, but mashma, that you could write a Sefer Torah in a different language, and you're in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The only problem with that is that Svarim include Nevi'im and Ksuvim, there's no mitzvah to write Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That's what's difficult with that pshat. The Ran, I think I got this right, it could be the opposite. The Ran learns that it has to do, well, no, it's just the opposite. The Ramban learns that it has to do with the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, the Rabbanans. In order to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, or Kriyas HaHaftorah, from a Nevi'im or Ksuvim, or Kriyas HaMegillah, not Megillas Esther, other Megillas, it has to be written in, what's it called, be written, it could be written in any language, according to the Tanakhama, or in Greek, according to Rav Shim Gamliel. Okay? But, in order to mekayim the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, that for sure has to be in Hebrew. No shaila, that has to be in Hebrew. So that's the machlokas we shown him, whether this Mishnah that says you could write Sefer Torah in other languages, is that to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, which is a mitzvah in HaTorah, or that for sure not? The Shaila is it a kosher Sefer Torah or a Navi to read the Haftorah from or the Parshas HaShavua? That's a Din D'Rabbanan completely, and that's the Shaila in the Mishnah of Gabi this Din D'Rabbanan. But for sure, to be Yotzi, the mitzvah of Ksiva, Sefer Torah, it has to be Dafka in Ashuris. That's Machlokas Rishonim. Okay. And Tefillah Mezuzah, everybody holds, has to be written in Hebrew. There's no Havamina that you can write a Tefillah Mezuzah in a different language or whatever. Why then could you be Yotzi, the mitzvah of Ksiva, Sefer Torah in another language? Because the Rosh says that the main purpose of Ksiva, Sefer Torah is to learn from it. And therefore, he says, Bizman Azeh, when we don't learn from Sifrei Torah, the mitzvah is to print other Svarim. So you yotze with any Sefer, basically. Right? So therefore, since the mitzvah is learning, you could write it and be yotze in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah in any language. The main thing is to learn from it. Right? But other Rishonim learn differently, that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is not learning, and you're not yotze the mitzvah by buying Svarim or writing other Svarim or whatever. Even though today with Torah Shabbat Peh, that could be an extra added thing, right? That aside from writing a Sefer Torah, you should also write other Svarim. But you're not Yotzi the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah that way. Memela, since it has nothing to do with learning per se, it has to be written, just like Tefillah Mezuzah. Just has to be written in Hebrew to be Yotzi that mitzvah of creating a Sefer Torah. That's the Machlokas Rishonim.